I'm going to just lead you kind of in a little prayer if you'd like. If this message today really resonates with you, you feel like it's where you are, that if you'd like, you could just, I'll say something, and if it agrees with your heart, then you could just pray it after me. Jesus, I thank you that you're Lord of my life. I'll acknowledge that I'm dependent upon you. I thank you for sending me everything that heaven has to offer. I submit myself to you. Jesus, you are Lord of my life. It's my desire to live a life which pleases you. And I just, in your own heart, I just ask, I feel like the Lord's saying, just think about the thing that you believe that Holy Spirit brings up in your mind to be set free from. Lord, what is it that you want to set me free of today? It could be something that just feels heavy, hopeless, discouraging. It could be something that you feel trapped by, you can't get out of it. And I just want to say something. I feel like there's great benefit in like counseling, pastoral counseling, and seeing a therapist. And I'm not saying that anything that the Lord would do today replaces maybe your need for that. I'm just saying that I believe that the Holy Spirit wants to set people free of certain things today. And it doesn't mean that it's the only thing that you need. But I do believe that it's what the Lord has told me to do, to offer that today. Lord, I praise you. Thank you, God, that you are in us and that you fill us now with your Spirit. In Jesus' name. And I bind up any works of the enemy. I bind up discouragement, emotional torments, heaviness, clinical depression, psychological torments where people can't, where they can't forget a traumatic event that keeps playing back in their mind over and over. Lord, I thank you for the truth of your word that we have the mind of Christ. And I take authority over any works of the enemy, any demons that would try to parade themselves, make themselves look big in this room. It's not going to happen because Jesus is the Lord of this house. And Jesus is the Lord of the church. And our identity is in Christ. And we are children of God. And the evil one cannot touch us. In Jesus' name. Just encourage you to keep your eyes on Jesus. Just let him see, let him take you by his Spirit to do what he wants to do. I see the Lord touching people. And I don't want to embarrass anybody. And I do believe there's a special grace here today for people to be set free. And I want to remind you again of James 4, 7 and 8, which says, submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Well, that's truth, even though it doesn't feel true. And you might not think that there's any hope because you've been tormented for so long and you feel hopeless. But I want to tell you the truth is that our God is mighty to save. And he sets captives free and he takes chains off of people and he leads them out of prison and he causes gates to open up that people couldn't even move. and he sets captives free. So if there's something that the Holy Spirit has brought up, I just encourage you to ask Holy Spirit what he says about that topic, what he says about that wound or that hurt, or the thing that you feel like you can't overcome. What does he say? Sometimes I've seen and I've learned the benefit of having somebody agree with you when you are resisting the enemy. And if it's on your heart, there's something in particular that you want to stand against, that's come against you. If there's a brother or sister whom you trust who's in this room, I just encourage you to get together with them real quickly right now. And if it's on your heart to do that, I just encourage you just to pray after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you that I'm your son, I'm your daughter. I thank you that I'm a child of God. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I come and stand against and fill in the blank of whatever it is. I encourage you to do that. Be real specific about what you're standing against. I come and stand against you, spirit of so-and-so. Just fill in the blank. I come and stand against you, spirit of whatever. And I resist you in Jesus' name. I have no part with you. I'm not going to listen to your lies. I command you to leave my life. I reject your activity in my life. Some of you are thinking, well, what about confession and repentance and open doors and stuff that's there? That can be important. If there's something that the Holy Spirit's identified that's an open door, that can take some time. That might not happen right here and right in this moment. But I'm telling you, I've seen people set free of stuff that they didn't even know they had. Do you know why? Bro, there weren't any open doors. They had not done the job of resisting the enemy. They had submitted themselves to God. They had forgiven people. They had done what's right. They had closed the doors. They didn't have open doors anymore. The part that they never were taught to do, they didn't personally resist. But I think those are the people the Holy Spirit wants to fill right now. And drive that thing out of your life in Jesus' name. And I can just see the Holy Spirit ministering, touching several of you. And if we bless you guys, bless you folks that have to go. Love you, brother. Love you, brother. Bless you in Jesus' name. If you need somebody to resist with you, I just, you know, and you want to, just raise your hand, get somebody around you, and we're just going to quickly handle this and take care of it. Thank you, Lord. It could be one person the Holy Spirit's after, and I am perfectly okay with that. I really am. I am. Thank you, Jesus. And maybe it's so private, you don't want to, you know, raise your hand. That's okay. Or so personal, you feel ashamed, or you feel like you can't do that, or don't want to. And that's okay. Yeah, thank you, Jesus, for sending your presence in this room. I thank you for angels of deliverance, just as you sent them for Peter, that you would send them in our life. And I'm here to declare to some of you, there are going to be changes that take place over the next week or two in your life of long-standing junk that you have tolerated because you thought that's your lot in life. You can never overcome this. And I'm here to declare the word of the Lord that Jesus is bigger than that junk that you've been facing. He's bigger than the torment. He's bigger than the hurt. He's bigger than the pain. And you're going to come to a place that it doesn't hurt anymore when you think about that particular topic or that particular thing. Yet you're going to have a deliverance and a freedom that you haven't had before, because Jesus, the book of Isaiah said it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. And in King James, I believe it says that in that day it'll be broken because of fatness. And it's like a picture of something getting bigger and bigger and bigger and swelling up and breaking something that held it in bondage, where people are stuck, where they can't move forward, where they experience a torment and hopelessness. And they experience that day after day after day. And I'm telling you that you're going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. It is for freedom that he set us free. It is for freedom because he loves us, because he loved Peter. He sent that angel in there to break those bonds and open up. I thank you, Lord. I tell you, everything in my heart wants to believe with you. I so strongly want to believe with everyone in here who wants to believe to be set free right now. I do, and I'm willing just to agree with you. If that's you, I want to just pray with you real quick, because I don't want anybody tormented. I hate it. I know what it's like. I don't like it. And I don't want anybody else to be tormented by something that they struggle with. So if that's you, I agree with you. Yep.
I don't know that there's anything specific in my mind, but
right.
I just want to be set free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm eating Altoids.
I would say I'm in a totally set free life.
Yeah. Lord, you know, we need more freedom, don't we? We need more liberty. Even if it's not something in particular that comes to your mind, there are places of freedom that Lord wants us to have. Like, you might, let's say, for example, you have the faith to give away $10,000. Well, what about 20? You know, to up the thing. Maybe in worship you like to have some flags, or you want to dance, but you know, you just can't bring yourself to dance. I mean, it could be anything. Maybe you want to sing out loud. Maybe you would like to pray in the spirit out loud, but you're afraid that it's not right, or you're making it up, or what if I'm embarrassed or somebody hears me? It can be all kinds of personal stuff like that. That it's a new level of freedom and liberty in the Lord. Maybe you care too much about what people think. Maybe the fear of man's got you like this. And you just walk around always looking at yourself. Oh, no, not dressed right. Oh, no, I'm too skinny. Oh, no, I'm too fat. Oh, no, you know, they're not going to like me. It could be stuff like that where, you know, you're hung up on yourself and you really can't really love people around you the way you would like to, because you're too self-conscious, something like that. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for bringing freedom, hope. You are mighty to deliver. Lord, I thank you for delivering me of junk that I can't overcome. In Jesus' name, stuff that's been against me, torments, threats. Things that where the it's like a Goliath screaming and yelling day after day after day. You can't beat me. Just a, you know, Goliath in the Old Testament, he wasn't just big. He was like 9.5 feet tall. Do you know what the Bible says that he was doing for 40 days in a row? He was cursing the God of the army of Israel. He was full of some kind of principality and power. These weren't low-level demons that were in that guy. He was mocking the living God, terrorizing the hearts of the Israeli army. And David had courage. Why? Because he came into that scenario where the Holy Spirit had filled him to kill the lion and the bear. And he's like, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? I pray for there to be a righteous indignation in the hearts of my brothers and sisters in this room. Lord, that rather than being the victims of the works of the devil, that they would be angry at the works of the devil. And that they would rise up and destroy the works of the devil. Hope to come where there wasn't hope before. Lord, for there to be... I In Jesus' name, I call that you bring back to our remembrance all of your faithfulness, all of your goodness, all the good things that you've done, the miracles that we have seen of provision or of healing or where we have been set free of something else. Lord, that where we've dropped the testimony, where we didn't pile up the pile of rocks to tell ourselves and to tell our children of your great deeds, where we've not kept the testimony before our minds of your great faithfulness, Lord, that you would bring that back up to our minds now, remembering your goodness to us in the past, remembering your faithfulness, how you came through, how you touched us, how you provided for us, how you met our needs according to your riches and glory, how you set our bodies free of something. I had a lady come to my house one time. I had chronic back problems when I was younger, and I had never seen anybody do this before. She made me sit down in a chair like this, and she held my legs up. She said, "Look, honey." She was an older lady at the time. "Look, honey, one of your legs is like a half inch shorter than the other one. That's why you have back problems." And I would do everything I could do to try to strengthen my muscles and stuff like that. She was holding up my pants like this. She said, "Jesus wants to fix that." And so she just started praying. She commanded that leg to grow. It felt like somebody put a 20-pound weight on my leg and pulled it out. It popped. And guess what? My legs were the same length, and I did not have those chronic back problems. Amen. Jesus, you set people free. I remember what you did for me to heal my leg and to heal my back, God. Lord, that you would heal bodies in this room. Amen. You know, where there's hopelessness or discouragement. Right. About physical things that people have it over and over and over and can't get over it, and it hurts and it's painful. Lord, that you would move by your Spirit right now to touch physical bodies in Jesus' name. And I keep seeing this over and over, and I'm just going to do it, okay? I just lay hands on everybody in this room in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I agree with people. Whatever they're agreeing for, I agree with physical healing for bodies, with freedom, hope. Lord, I agree with my brothers and sisters and everything that they believe for from you in Jesus' name. I agree. Lord, I agree with my brothers and sisters. I thank you, Lord. I bless what you're doing. I bless people in this room. It was for freedom that you set us free in Jesus' name. And I just bless my brothers. I bless my sisters in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you, Lord, for hope. I call for new hope, Lord, new freedom, new life. New encouragement to come up in the hearts of my brothers and sisters in Jesus' name. Lord, that it was for freedom that you set us free in Jesus' name. New hope, new life and new freedom. Well-being for bodies in Jesus' name. Wholeness and healing and goodness in Jesus' name to come. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. In Jesus' name, wealth and riches are in house. And Lord, that you've anointed us to give, and that we're empowered to give and destroy yokes and bondages, and that you have anointed us to set captives free in Jesus' name. And your goodness is over us in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I just really feel like this word is a word in season. One of the things that the enemy does, you know, just like there's secret agents, you know, in the politics and things like that, there are secret agents of the enemy. And, you know, part of the gospel ministry is to call those out. You know, a lot of times they won't even show that they're acting or working in a situation. And that's what that spirit of discernment does. So you know kind of which enemy you're dealing with, and you can call it out and deal with it. So I want to pray that God would give us a spirit of wisdom, because you don't want to see a demon behind every tree. You know what I'm saying? That's like the extreme, you know. But at the same time, you don't want the enemy to exercise, you know, when your prayer selection, when you're praying over somebody, you want to know what kind of prayer to pray. And if you're dealing with a particular spirit that's afflicting somebody, I mean, there are times when Jesus prayed for somebody and he just cast a deaf and dumb spirit out of somebody. He didn't pray for their hearing to be restored. He said, I cast that deaf and dumb spirit out of you now in Jesus. You know, you can't say in Jesus' name, but we do. So, yeah, in my name, you get out, you know. So can we just pray and believe God for that? And I believe that, as I was sharing this with Paul, that I believe that as a church, we're seeing more deliverance take place in people's lives. We're seeing people with mental illnesses be healed. We're seeing people that with oppressions and depressions and all kinds of things and twists and turns in behavior, that God doesn't want us to be under that. And so we're going to pray. So, Lord Jesus, we thank you. And we ask you, Lord, the Holy Spirit says that you give the gifts according to your will. So, Lord, we just submit to the Holy Spirit today. And we say, Holy Spirit, give us discernment so that when we pray for healing and we pray for ourselves and also for others, that we will see, we will discern, and we will know what spirits we're against so that we can be wise in our warfare. Wise in our warfare. That the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they're not fleshy, but they're mighty in God. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for this word about deliverance. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that you would continue to make us mighty warriors of your army in the name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. 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 So there's provision. That dream talked about provision to create a wall so that people can find escape. From abuse. That's a real, I know as a pastor, I know that one of the hardest things sometimes to do is to get someone free from an abusive situation. It's not as easy as it seems. You'd think that, well, I just get out of that abuse. They don't go. And so you need a wall, a defense. Amen. So there's a lot of situations, and I want the Lord to continue to equip us in those ways. Amen. So can we just give the Lord one more thanks and praise, Lord? We thank you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord.